Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry and happy Mother's Day. I'm Debbie Majka. And today is Sunday, May 12th, and as always, Chopin's concert, Rondo Krakowiak, welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish-American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music. Classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin on this Mother's Day with Krzysztof Krawczyk for our moms and grandmoms and sisters and aunts and everyone who's been like a mother to us. Jedynie serce matki.
Żyjemy wśród zamętu i braku sentymentu. Tu sztuczny śmiech, tam znów sztuczne łzy. Obłuda, fałsz to są życia gry. Miłości szczerej nie ma. Epoka kłamstw, krzywd i mąk. Nikt nie jest sobą, czas rządzi tobą. Okrutna obojętność w krąg. Jedynie serce matki uczuciem zawsze tchnie. Jedynie serce matki o wszystkim dobrze wie. Dać trochę ciepła umie i każdy ból zrozumie. A gdy przestaje dla nas bić, tak ciężko, ciężko żyć. Miłości szczerej nie ma. Epoka kłamstw, krzywd i mąk. Nikt nie jest sobą, czas rządzi tobą. Okrutna obojętność w krąg. Jedynie serce matki uczuciem zawsze tchnie. Jedynie serce matki o wszystkim dobrze wie. Dać trochę ciepła umie i każdy ból zrozumie. A gdy przestaje dla nas bić, tak ciężko, ciężko żyć.
And in the news from Poland. Poland's accession to the European Union has accelerated the development of the Polish economy, according to a report prepared by the Polish Economic Institute. If Poland hadn't joined the EU, it would have developed at a much slower pace, by approximately 8 to 9 years, according to Marek Wąsiński, an expert from the Polish Economic Institute. Currently, the Polish economy, measured by GDP, is twice as large as it was 20 years ago. Since joining the community, the national economy has been growing at an above-average rate, which brings Poland closer to the European level of prosperity, the report says. Over these 20 years, the situation on the Polish labor market has changed dramatically. The unemployment rate has gone from the highest to one of the lowest in the EU. In addition, since joining the EU, Poland has seen a significant infrastructure improvement, with the expressway network expanding by 8 times. Unfortunately, the number of deaths in road accidents has also more than doubled. The authors of the report point out what still remains a challenge, including two low energy efficiency of production, the worst air quality in Europe, too little expenditure on healthcare, and relatively low expenditure on research and development. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady picnic grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
And on the lighter side, Billie Eilish is set to grace the stage in Poland as part of her Hit Me Hard and Soft concert tour. Fans in Kraków can catch her live performances on June 3rd and 4th. The tour, announced last week, will serve as a platform to showcase her latest album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, slated for release on May 17th. Eilish made a notable departure by revealing that the album would be unveiled in its entirety without prior singles. Hit Me Hard and Soft marks Eilish's third studio album following the success of her debut When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go in 2019, and Happier Than Ever in 2021. Since her debut, Eilish has soared to global stardom, earning accolades such as inclusion in Time Magazine's 100 Next list. Her remarkable achievements include multiple Grammy Awards and an Oscar win for the song No Time to Die, featured in a James Bond film. Her subsequent album enjoyed immense success, topping the charts in 25 countries. Eilish clinched her second Oscar for the song from the film Barbie in 2023, with 9 Grammy Awards, 2 American Music Awards, 3 Brit Awards, and 2 Golden Globes under her belt. Eilish's impact on the music industry is undeniable. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them. Has sprung. So spring on over to the Associated Polish Home for the Spring Fling Polka Party with the TKO band from Baltimore, Sunday, May 19th from 3 to 7 p.m. The best Polish kitchen in Philly, fully stocked bar, great music with polkas, waltzes, oberki, and swing, and polka lessons too. For reservations, phone John Wiśniewski, 215-906-1825. I repeat, 215-906-1825. See you at the Associated Polish Home, Sunday, May 19th. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Czerw Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Czerw Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Czerw always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707.
Hi,
Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, where we note the following anniversary dates and historical figures in our Polish heritage calendar. Stanisław Moniuszko, born May 5th, 1819, deceased June 4th, 1872, composer, conductor, and teacher. He wrote many popular art songs and opera, and his music is filled with patriotic folk themes of the people of the former Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth, mainly Poles, Lithuanians, and Belarusians. He is generally referred to as the father of the Polish national opera. Moniuszko was born into a noble landowning family in Ubiel, Belarus. He initially took piano lessons with his mother and then continued his education in Warsaw, Minsk, and Berlin, and was appointed conductor at the Warsaw Opera and later professor at the conservatory. And we'll pause here for another of Moniuszko's 300 songs, this Pszczoniczka, the Spinner, with countertenor Jan Jakub Orliński. Continuing in the cultural corner with Stanisław Moniuszko. He composed more than 300 solo songs, mainly to texts of Polish poets, and around two dozen operas. His series of 12 songbooks is notable and contains songs to the words of Adam Mickiewicz, Józef Ignacy Kraszewski, Stefan Witwicki, Antoni Malczewski, and Wincenty Pól, all Polish national poets. Moniuszko noted that his songs, which were published under the collective title Śpiewnik Domowy, Domestic Songs, had national character. Their Polishness is found in his use of and reference to traditional Polish dance rhythms, like the Polonaise, Mazurka, Kujawiak, and Krakowiak, and the propagation of texts written by Polish national poets. Moniuszko's opera style bears similarities to that of Rossini, but with greater emphasis on chorus and melodies on Polish dances. Halka is an opera to a libretto written by Włodzimierz Wolski, a young Warsaw poet with radical social views. Following its production in Warsaw in 1858, it became the most popular Polish opera and is part of the canon of Polish national operas. And we'll pause here for the Mazur from Moniuszko's Halka.
Thank you.
And we're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today. May 16th marks the 120th anniversary of the birth of Polish tenor Jan Kepura. To mark the occasion, the Mazovian Music Theater in Warsaw has mounted an exhibition documenting Kepura's life and career in photographs, newspaper clippings, films, and vinyl records. Events including the screening of a 1935 German movie entitled Ich liebe alle Frauen, I love all women, one of 12 films starring Kepura, and a musical show featuring a selection of his greatest pre-war hits. Born in 1892 in Sosnowiec, southern Poland, Kepura was a baker's son. He studied music against the will of his parents, who wanted him to become a lawyer. While studying law at the University of Warsaw, he took vocal lessons with some of the musical celebrities of 1920s Warsaw. He made his operatic debut as Faust in Gounod's opera in Lwów in 1925. A year later, he went to Vienna and appeared as Cavaradossi in Puccini's Tosca at the city's Staatsoper. Kepura subsequently developed a spectacular career with performances in Berlin, Milan's La Scala, the Royal Albert Hall in London, the Metropolitan Opera in New York, as well as on Broadway and in films. He often performed alongside his wife, the Hungarian singer and actress Marta Egert. One of the first idols of mass culture, Kepura attracted a crowd of more than 40,000 to his 1942 concert at New York's Madison Square Garden. To please his fans, he often sang standing on taxi roofs and from balconies. He always stressed his Polish roots and his love for his hometown of Sosnowiec. In the 1930s, he had his only Polish home, a luxurious villa named Patria, built in the mountain spa of Krynica. Kepura died on August 15, 1966, of a heart attack at his residence near New York, 2 days after a concert for Polish Americans in Port Chester. In line with his last will, he was buried at Powązki Cemetery in Warsaw. His funeral was reportedly attended by some 200,000 people. And here's tenor Jan Kepura himself and Brunetki Blondinki from the Austrian Mills music film Operetta.
Brunetki Blondinki, ja wszystkie was dziewczynki całować chcę. Lecz przyznam się, o jednej tylko śnię, tą kochać chcę. Bo ta jedyna słodko usta ma dziecina, jej czar znam i dlatego tylko jej jedyne serce dam. Brunetki, blondynki, ja wszystkie was dziewczynki całować chcę, lecz przyznam się, o jednej tylko śnię. Tej wyśnionej, wymarzonej dam serce me. Ideał swój ma każdy, on czy też ona, i każdy też z miłości gdzieś kiedyś kona. Ale ja milion kobiet kocham, albo dwa dziewczyn wszak nie jest brak, a więc wiesz, którą całować chcesz, tra la 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 la. Brunetki, blondynki, ja wszystkie was dziewczynki całować chcę, lecz przyznam się, o jednej tylko śnię, tą kochać chcę. Bo ta jedyna słodko usta ma dziecina, jej czary znam i dlatego tylko jej jedynej serce dam. Brunetki, blondynki, ja wszystkie was dziewczynki całować chcę, lecz przyznam się, o jednej tylko śnię. Tej wyśnionej, wymarzonej dam serce ma.
Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia brings to you their annual Spring Polka Dance, May 19th from 3 till 7 at the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia on 9150 Academy Road, Philadelphia.
It's 1, 2, 3.
Entertainment provided by TKO. From Baltimore, with special guest Eddie Biegaj. There's a cash bar and the best Polish kitchen this side of Kraków. For tickets, contact John Wisniewski at 215-906-1825. That's 215-906-1825. 215-906-1825. You can't miss this one. TKO. You're going to have a great time at the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia.
Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and here in the Greater Delaware Valley, remember, there's no place like home, the Associated Polish Home. And coming up, St. John's Eve or the Wianki Festival picnic at the Associated Polish Home on Saturday, June 29th. Music for your listening and dancing pleasure, a Polish kitchen, the PKM dancers and the Marcela Kochańska Sembrek Chorus recreate the St. John's Eve tradition. And as Sam signals me that another 28 minutes have just about flown by, we'll close today's edition of Polonia Today for our mothers with this unusual arrangement of a folk tune, Matulu Moja, Mother Mine, by Wisa Góra Akustyczna. Till next Sunday at 1:30, do usłyszenia and happy Mother's Day.